1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One he blames what he called, quote, some rebels within Hamas for breaking the ceasefire in Gaza, which sparked Israeli strikes. The ceasefire has resumed, and correspondent Matt Piper reports the administration is optimistic the peace plan will survive what Vice President Vance called fits and starts.
Even with that ceasefire strain, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner tells 60 Minutes he hopes it holds from this point forward.
The success or failure of this will be if Israel and this international mechanism is able to create a viable alternative. If they are successful, Hamas will fail, and Gaza will not be a threat to Israel in the future.
U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says once the deal was agreed to, the Israelis and Qataris began to hug each other.
And I thought to myself, I wish the world could have seen it.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Saturday's national No Kings demonstration seemed to have gotten under President Trump's skin, as CBS's Willie James Inman tells us.
This weekend, organizers of the No Kings protest say 7 million people turned out across the country to rally against President Trump and his policies. Trump wasted no time trolling the protests with posts on social media, including one depicting himself flying a fighter jet and dumping brown sludge on protesters.
President Trump suggested last evening that the Donbas region of Ukraine should be divided, leaving most of it under Russian control to end the ongoing war. As to the possibility of allowing Ukraine to have long-range Tomahawk missiles, Vice President Vance said,
"The president right now is certainly hearing that request from the Ukrainians. We know that it's something that they want. That's something the president's going to ultimately decide, but he has not yet made the decision to give Tomahawks to Ukraine."
We're learning more about the daring daylight heist that saw thieves breaking into the Louvre Museum in Paris and getting away with 8 priceless pieces of French royal jewelry Sunday. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports.
There's a little piece of video circulating being broadcast on French television that looks as if it was shot by a tourist coming into that room full of these treasures and capturing what looks like one of the robbers in a high-vis vest right next to the display cabinet. Now, some of the French analysts are saying that shows that the tourists showed up while the robbers were still stealing the pieces they were after, and that might have spooked them.
A team of 60 investigators are said to be working on the theory that the raid was planned and executed by organized crime. The FAA says air traffic control staffing issues caused by the government shutdown delayed travel at airports in Dallas, Chicago, and Newark on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-24 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear. Could be a little frosty in places, lows in the low 30s. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 63. It will become breezy. Monday night, rainy and blustery with a low around 41. Tuesday, showers and 48. Currently 33 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local No Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zummers, our producer and engineer. Welcome into a TGIF Friday edition, October 17th, 2025. Here, welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. From the home studios at the intersection of State and Fairchild and downtown Madison, welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you along. Zomers, let's take a quick look out there on the Sam Davidson Street Cam. Outside, a beautiful fall afternoon. Hazy sky. It's kind of overcast. A little sun poking through there, but warmer. Warmer than I thought. So, Ohio State, get it right yet, are in town. And we don't have time. I was going to do a segment on this today with the breaking news. The only question for me with Ohio State, number one team in the country, being in town to take on the Badgers, will Ohio State score 50? 5-0. Will they score 50? What's the over-under? Do you take the over or the under at 50?
I take over.
I take over, too! I'm not wishing it, but I'm just saying it's not going to be pretty. I'm afraid here at Camp Randall, but we'll have the game for you on several of our stations across the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE, WLAK, and Amory RCE, of course, Richland Center, FHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and on WRPN in Ripon. Kickoff time is right around 2:30. This afternoon on several of our Badger radio networks. And, of course, the Brewers, hope still springs eternal, must win tonight. Crew down 0-3, or 3-0, whichever you want to look at it. Out at Chavez Ravine, Dodgers going to try to get the win and the sweep out there in California. So that one starts a little bit later on, 7 o'clock-ish. Let me check my facts here. The Friday game, 7:05, is the first pitch local time here in Wisconsin. Pregame show at 7:38 on our Brewers radio network stations as well. Quickly, top story this afternoon from our newsroom, the University of Wisconsin. This comes from channel3000.com, the CBS affiliate in Madison, University of Wisconsin, Platteville. Will be ceasing operations at its Baraboo Sauk County campus effective May 22nd of next year. The decision came after quote-unquote careful consideration and that students, staff, and faculty are supported throughout this transition. Again, UW-Platteville Baraboo closed after the end of next year. We'll continue to follow this into next week, of course. But right now at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, lighten up just a bit. I did a uniform change, a costume change. During the break, I put my Green Bay Packers, because unlike the Badgers this weekend, I feel good about the Pack. Joining us via his car driving throughout Wisconsin, one of the stars and producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life. Once again, here is Ty Morris. Ty, how are you?
Great, Todd. Happy to be here again.
We are absolutely happy to be here. Zommers and I last saw you at the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Majestic Theater, one of the great Marcus Theaters in Waukesha. And not that our 2 cents means a whole lot, but let me tell you, I was blown away by it. I loved it. And I told Craig yesterday, Craig Benzine, the director, that I think for me, two things. A, whichever one of the Japanese cheer team was in the car at night driving by Lambeau right after he'd gotten to Green Bay, and he looks out and he says, I want to live here. And it just, I don't know why, but it just, I was like, I do live here, and I don't think that I look at it through the lens that it should. And to hear him say that, it just got to me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, and there was so much of that as they came. It was just like this wonder, amazement, magic for them. And I think it helps us through that lens